Hello again. We're at the NFL's annual meeting, and head coach Mike McCarthy joins us. Mike, today there's news the chop block is going the way of the dinosaur. Now, you guys use the zone blocking principles. It's part of that. How will that affect you?
Well, I think the biggest effect will be on the backside. I think the front side aspect of it, of the zone blocking scheme, it's for all the right reasons. So as far as the technique that showed up on the study with the competition committee, you know, but the backside, you know, combination block is something just from a technical standpoint, we'll have to go in a bit of a different direction.
Mike, I've always thought, over the last couple of years anyway, that when you first installed the zone system, there was a lot of cutting. And I thought you guys have cut less over the years. Would that be accurate?
Definitely. And I think it just really falls in line with player safety. And just if you know, going to practice, we don't train it as much as we used to, just because you know the opportunities to do it is a lot less than before. So, I mean, cut blocking in a single one-on-one situation is definitely still part of you know being in the box. But you know, it's the ones where the guy's getting posted and getting chopped at the same time, and it's clearly in the best interest for player safety.
Mike, I know early in the off season, you and your staff spent a ton of time evaluating. Is that complete, and are you now in the change, adjust, or emphasize stage?
We're building our change, adjust, and emphasis critiques right now. We have finished the scheme evaluation. Coaches are on vacation. When they get back, we'll start to build the installs and for installing our offense, defense, and special teams, and just to make sure we're ready when the players get back April 19th.
As far as those evaluations go, is there anything you'd care to share with us what they told you about your football team?
Well, I think it's, in theory, a lot of it's the same. It really confirms a lot of things you thought. Maybe some things were better than you might have thought they were. Some things maybe not quite as good. So, but it just really gives you direction on you know, the concepts that you trained. Did you hit the targets? Do you need variations of those concepts? Because you do want to try to stay one step ahead of your opponent. And frankly, the biggest challenge in always putting together you know, an offense or a defensive playbook is volume. So you know, you can't have everything. You can't be a jack of all trades, master or none. So we just got to make sure our vision of who we want to be on offense, who we want to be on defense is clear. So and we'll set our you know our installations to that.
Mike, free agent is well underway, and once again, you're quiet. You re-signed some of your own guys as per usual. But could you talk about improving from within? Because it's kind of one of the bedrocks of your program, is it not?
Clearly. I mean, it's the bedrock of how we've operated you know, the whole you know, 10, 11 years that we're you know, going about this, Ted and I. So you have to improve from within. That's why we put such a big emphasis on the second-year development of our second-year players. So, and that's really the whole design of our off-season program, where you stay focused on the players that you know are going to be there and make sure that we're tailoring the schemes and techniques to those guys, but you know, obviously being open-minded to player acquisition, whether it's through free agency and through the draft.
Now, I know your coaching staff and you participate in draft preparations, and something I find kind of exciting is those compensatory picks in the fourth round. Three fourth-rounders, that is some gold to be mined. I mean, those guys are like Josh Sitton, David Bakhtiari, T.J. Lang. They were fourth-rounders. Is that kind of exciting, thinking about that?
Oh, definitely. I think anytime you have the ability to acquire extra draft picks, it's an increase in opportunities to make an investment into your football team. So, you know, the draft has been the lifeline of our player acquisition, and those are big picks for us. So, yes, there's always a lot of good football players down there in that middle round, and it'll definitely be a benefit.
The off season, the official off season program cannot begin till April 18th. Now, are you permitted any contact with your football team from now until then, or how does that work? I mean, are you just, is there a blackout and you can't talk to them, or how do you communicate?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a blackout. I mean, you know, each coach still, they communicate with their players, and it's just more checking on them, make sure that everything's going okay. I mean, this is the biggest period of time that the players are are away from the organization, and the organization is such an anchor, you know, for our players and their family. Just going off of everything we've done in my time here is, you know, as far as these new facilities and how, you know, we want to make it where them guys can come here 24/7. And so, yeah, I mean, you have to be aware of that. And so, but it's really limited to just, you know, just phone communication.
It's official. You're going to have a new backup quarterback next year. How comfortable are you with Brett Hundley?
Oh, I'm comfortable with Brett. You know, his development took a big step there. And you have to acknowledge the way he played in the preseason, and you know, I like the way he progressed throughout the season, and you know, his relationship in the quarterback room with Aaron and Scott Tolzien, and you know, really the work ethic and the example that Scott set for Brett it will be impactful for him, and I think it's something when he looks back on his career, he's going to be thankful for that opportunity. So. Yeah, I definitely feel strongly that he's ready for that opportunity.
If this is a typical year, Mike McCarthy is optimistic about the upcoming season. If you could share it, the number one reason for that optimism.
Well, I mean, it's our football team. Just the way we go about our business. We don't panic. We don't overreact. We stay the course. And I feel strongly that everybody is working as hard as they can to improve and make this, you know, make this 2016 season the best one yet.
Do you have a top concern as you approach the next season?
Not right now. I'm just trying to get back and get to that next phase of just staying focused on the path that we need to take.
Final thing for you, Mike, as you approach the season and you're at this meeting, is there anything in particular at this meeting you find particularly productive? I mean, you kind of look forward to
it. There's a lot of production that goes on down here. You know, you obviously get the vision of the league, so that's always important. The concerns and the topics of concerns are always addressed, but really the interaction that you get with your peers is always of high importance, because I mean, you always have an opportunity to learn anytime you speak to a number of different people in the league, whether it's, you know, other coaches, GMs, presidents, owners. So this is a special group of people. It's a great industry to be part of, and the NFL is so unique, and because of that, it's because of the people that are involved in the NFL. So it's a great learning opportunity.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you.
Thank you, Larry.
Mike McCarthy and Larry McCarron for Packers.com.